the number one stress in your life is not your work, it's not your marriage, it's not your money, it's not your children. Your number one stress in your life is worry.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the broadcast of Revive. This is Pastor Joey Rogers. We're thrilled to be able to have you a part of the program. At the beginning of 2018, we pray that you are blessed and highly favored all this year. Today, I want to bring you, and I'm very excited to do this, my wife was teaching in a Wednesday night Bible class and bringing the principles that has the ability through the Word of God to relieve the stress and pressure of your life. In fact, the message is titled, God's Stress Remover. Here's Rita Rogers teaching on a Wednesday night Bible class, God's Stress Remover.
When we get under pressure, now I grew up using a pressure cooker. Mama used a pressure cooker, and I think Daddy still uses a pressure cooker some, and Wanda. But I used a pressure cooker, and I use it now because it cooks it really quick, but you put that little lid on that, and you can't just open it up anytime, because if you do, what will happen? It will explode. Well, when we get under stress and we get under pressure, we deal with that inner man wanting to come up and explode to everybody. Now, you don't have to look at your husband, and please don't look at your wife. And don't look at your mama or your daddy if you're sitting next to them. But I know you don't, this isn't going to be a shouting message. This isn't going to be something where everybody's just going to stand up and yell and scream hallelujah, because I know we all deal with this, and we fight daily with the inner man and keeping that pressure and that stress out, because you know what we really deal with within ourselves is secret warfare. We are fighting a problem by ourselves, but God has already given us a cure for it in the Word. In Philippians 4:7, I want you to get your paper out. Ready? 4:7. Now I know we started off in 6, but I'm going to go back to 4:7. If you do this, I want you to underline if you do this. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, underline peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts, highlight thoughts or underline it, and your hearts quiet, underline that, and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus, underline that. God promises a more peaceful, less stressed mind. Do you know there are over 7,000 promises that are given to us in the Bible from God? But for every promise, there's a premise. God says, if you do this, then I'll do this. There are conditions that you and I have to do. So as you looked at that piece of paper, it says, if you do this, you will experience God's peace. Are you looking at the words that you underlined? If you do this, it'll keep your heart at rest. If you do this, it will keep your mind quiet. And who does that? Only Christ Jesus. If you keep these things, if you keep these things, okay, well, what are those things? Tell me, because I want peace. How many of you want peace in your life? You might be having peace right now, but I want peace today. I want it tomorrow. I want it next week. I want it at the end of 2018. I want peace in my life. And if you keep these things, what things? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. God tells us 5 things to do in this passage of scriptures that we've read on how to keep from stressing out in 2018. Number one, refuse to worry about anything. Refuse to worry about anything. Some people worry over the big things, and others of us worry over the little things. But the number one stress in your life is not your work. It's not your marriage. It's not your money. It's not your children. Your number one stress in your life is worry. You may be overworked, But more than that, you're probably over-worried. You see, work really won't keep you up at night, but worry will. You won't be able to have a good night's sleep because you're worrying all night about what is to come. Examples, if you don't have a job, we worry about it. If we do have a job, we worry about losing it. If we don't have a car, we worry about it. If we do have a car, we worry about it breaking down. If we don't have any money, we worry. If we have some money, we worry about losing it. The ignorant worry because they don't know enough, and the knowledgeable worry because they know too much. The rich worry because they're afraid of losing what they have. The poor worry because they don't have enough of it. The old worry because they're facing death. The young worry because they're facing life. Parents worry about the children they have, and childless couples worry about the children that they don't have. Single people worry if they will ever get married, and married people just worry about being married. So let's look at verse 6. Look at verse 6 again. The first part, never worry about anything. Refuse to worry about anything. Look at your neighbor, your husband or your wife. Just look at your friend and say, refuse to worry. Another passage says it like this: be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Don't give up your peace for anything. Be anxious for nothing. Now, is there any wiggle room in that? No, there's none. There's no exception. Is there any reason why Jesus would say, you can worry about this, but don't worry about that? Or, don't worry about that, but I'll let you worry about this. No, there's no wiggle room with these words. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Never worry about anything. But you know, most of the time we worry about things that have never even happened. But it might as well have, because it's robbing each and every one of us as if it already has. The enemy will threaten you. You know, that's all the enemy wants to do, is to give the threat out to you. The enemy is so good about the threat. But you know, that's all the enemy can do, is threaten you. He doesn't, that's all he can really do, because it's just a threat, but he does have the power to antagonize you. You know, there are times that the enemy will use a threat even upon me. And some of you might can relate to this. My mom died 5 years ago of melanoma. So me and my sisters were always going to the doctor, you know, and checking. And that's good. You need to do that. That's just in the genetics of your life. You need to look at those kind of things. And that's a smart thing to do. But when I become preoccupied or fearful with the thought that I might die of the same thing, that's a stronghold that the enemy will put upon you that you have to pull down. You have to constantly pull that down. It's a threat. We're worried about things that haven't even happened. And you know what the devil really wants to do to us? He really just wants to take our peace from us. He doesn't want our car. He doesn't want our house. He doesn't want your promotion. He doesn't want your money. He is just after your peace, the peace of mind that passes all understanding. You can't even enjoy the person that has really come into your life a lot of times, the friend, the relatives, because you're scared you're going to lose them. It's always focusing upon, the stress in your life is always focusing upon what really hasn't even happened. So why should God give you things when having them will rob you of the peace that you're trying to keep? Let me say that again. Why would God give you things when having them will rob you of your peace trying to keep them? Be careful for nothing. And Jesus thought worry was so important that he spoke about it on the Sermon on the Mount. And that was one of the big areas that he spoke about. And in that Sermon on the Mount, he gives us four reasons why you should never worry about anything. Because, number one, worry is unreasonable. It's unreasonable. It doesn't make sense. It's not logical. It's irrational. It's wrong. It's a sin. Look at your neighbor and say, it's a sin. Matthew 6:25, if you want to turn to Matthew 6:25, therefore I say unto you, this is Jesus talking on the Sermon on the Mount. Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body that ye shall put on it. Is not the life more than meat and the body more than raiment? And the NIV, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Now, I had a really good example of this, and some of you participated in this with me on New Year's Day in Dillard's. I saw some of y'all on New Year's Day in Dillard's, and I was saying, oh my Lord, that's why I'm going to talk on stress. It's New Year's Day, coldest day, okay? Here we are, bundled up. Hundreds and hundreds of people knew the sale was going on too. Was it a good sale? Yeah, it was a good sale. I mean, it was a good sale. Well, we got in there. Lord have mercy. He goes down to the basement, to the men's section. I'm up there. I go up top. I see some of y'all. And we're all feeling the same way. Like, what are we doing here? People were going nuts. It was crowded, it was hot because we had all these clothes on, hats, gloves, because it was freezing outside. It was so hot. Weren't y'all hot? I was burning up in the place. You couldn't move without touching somebody, and that's one thing I just don't like. I like my elbow room. Give me some room. And then I'm up there, and I'm looking at this clothes rack. I mean, people were just going nuts. Just grabbing. I don't even think they knew what they were grabbing. But I'm looking at it, and I'm going, okay, I really don't need this. But you kind of feel compelled. It's on sale. But I'm saying, I really don't need this, you know. And all of a sudden, my phone rings. And who is it? Pastor. And he says, hello. And I said, hey, what's going on? He said, get me out of this place. So I go down there, and it's hotter downstairs. That's when I saw y'all, hotter downstairs. And, you know, we looked at each other, and the scripture was so, is life more than food and the body more than clothes? Why are we so worried about what we're going to wear? Do we really need it all? Do we need that? Do we need that? Are we going to stress out over something that I just got to have it to survive? So we left. I think all of us kind of left about the same time. And I will never do that again. Worry just doesn't work. Why is worry unreasonable? Because worry exaggerates the problem. It never makes the problem smaller. It grows the problem out of proportion. Have you ever sat and thought about something so long that all of a sudden, the little molehill turned into a what? A mountain in our mind. That's why worry is unreasonable. It doesn't work. It doesn't help. To worry about something you cannot change is useless. And to worry about something you can change is crazy. Just go and change it. But if you can't change it, don't worry about it. It is unreasonable. Then worry is unnatural. It's unnatural.
You've been hearing my favorite preacher, Rita Rogers, minister the Word of God to you in the Wednesday night Bible class, God's Stress Remover. I can assure you the principles found in this message will be a blessing to your life. And I encourage you to order it today. God's Stress Remover. It's available on CD or DVD. And you can order it right now at paceassembly.org or call the number 850-202-3100. It is our prayer that God's hand of blessing and favor will be upon your life. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.